This summer, WUNC is meeting some of the North Carolinians who are calling for change in the wake of recent high-profile killings of Black Americans. WUNC youth reporter Caitlin Leggett spoke with Durham-based poet Nelson White about both of their motivations to get involved with the Black Lives Matter movement.
I am here in downtown Durham at the Bull to help with a protest called Art of Change 2.0. One of my friends, Nelson White, is putting it together.
Hey, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. All right, so I'm going to start off with a poem.
There will be poets, artists, business owners, all here to speak, come together, and just have a space where everyone can connect.
I actually started writing a little while ago because one of my friends passed away unexpectedly and I didn't know how to deal with it. So I picked up my pen and dealt with it that way. I'm going to pass it off now to someone who is a published artist from the Durham Bull City 919. Now that we put it down for the city, my girl Caitlin, give her a warm welcome.
Being a Black woman is so lit. It's like being a part of this exclusive club they attempt to imitate. Adding on curves and lips and colors, trying to slim the waist and shorten the wait list to get into the club.
What prompted you to get involved with this movement?
I just couldn't stay silent. It's my duty as a Black man to fight for our people.
So we say we want change, but what does this change look like to you at a local level, like here in Durham?
Here in Durham, I just would like to walk outside at least one day and not see police riding in my neighborhood. I live in a county and I still see police every day. Why? Like, you know, I just want to be able to be policed by somebody who maybe lives around the corner from me versus, you know, somebody who's basically imported in and just kind of watching us like we're animals. You know, I'd rather, that's what change looks like to me. You know, it, in actual, you can feel the difference, you know?